Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is episode 16. Wow. And that is Egyptian for this is episode number 16. And here we are. We're ready. It's been a crazy week. Let me tell you right now, some shit's going down, Michael. See? Some shit's going down. We can't even tell you. That's how crazy this shit is. But here we are. We're ready. We just put out a video. It's gone viral. We're the best. And you know what? It's good that you're watching because everyone will be watching us eventually. And you can say, I was watching it before you were, you fucking cunt. You fucking cunt. So fuck off and watch.
Oh my.
Shit talk time.
Yeah.
It's time to talk some shit now.
How was your weekend?
Oh.
You spent $500 at... Oh, no, a night at the Hilton.
Let me just tell you about the Hilton.
Oh, he does not like the Hilton.
It took us about... So, my mother gave me a voucher to stay at the Hilton for a night, just in a normal room, right? And so, I called the Hilton in Surfers Paradise Gold Coast to try and book the fucking room, and I wanted to book an extra night because I don't want to go to the Gold Coast for just one shitty night. I wanted to stay there for two nights. And it was so hard to do. They are so... fucking dumb. You just get passed on from person to person to person, and they don't know anything. On hold for an hour in total before they finally manage to book a room. We get there, they put us in the wrong room, and then I try to call reception from the room that we're in, but the phone doesn't work. They don't have a working phone in that fucking shit room that they put me in. So I had to go back downstairs, explain to them, look, I've upgraded. See, look, here's the bill you guys gave me. So maybe put me in the correct room. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Put me in the right room. Weekend was fucked because of everyone at the Hilton. Tried to get room service at midnight. Oh, sorry. We're out of half of the menu on the room service menu because it's a busy night. You're the fucking Hilton. I'm paying $700 a night to stay there. Don't run out of food, you stupid bitch, Paris Hilton. Yeah, I messaged her. I did message her on Instagram.
When you were drunk?
Yeah, I unsent it though because I reread it the next time. It was far too aggressive. But fuck the Hilton.
Yeah,
how the fuck is it so expensive? It was just a normal room.
You could have got an Airbnb somewhere nice. Like,
oh, so many mistakes.
A mansion for that price a night.
So many mistakes. It was disgusting. It was just... And then as we were leaving, I genuinely accidentally spilt a bit of water on the carpet right before we left. Just a half a cup of water. $150 extra cleaning fee for...
Wow,
a bit of water on the ground.
Ripped off, dude. Actually, okay, to all our followers that are listening or watching this, make sure if you screenshot and send us some hate sent at the Hilton, we'll give you a reply.
Yep, and we'll send you a personal message because fuck the Hilton. God! Fuck the Hilton so hard in the back.
Yeah, I'm angry for you, dude. But Milky Lane's a good spot. Marty went to Milky Lane. That was a fun part of the weekend that you...
Yeah, Milky Lane's very good.
It's like a restaurant on the Gold Coast.
It's a sometimes place, but it's very, very good, as all sometimes places are. But yeah, it was a very good weekend. Manik and I had a bloody great time. And here we are, back to shitty reality, back to getting filmed. Oh, there's a camera on me. Fuck off. So let me go get fucked at the Hilton.
Yeah, well, not the Hilton anymore.
Yeah.
I pissed my car.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
I heard you took a bit of a piss in the car.
Slept in my car and pissed all... First time I've ever pissed the back seats of my car. Probably any car. I think I haven't pissed a car yet. That's like a tick off the bucket list for me.
Yeah, you've been wanting to do that for a while.
Yeah, I have been wanting to do that
for
a while.
I remember you mentioned that on your 25th birthday. You said, fucking hell, man, I still haven't pissed a car yet.
Pissed many mattresses and couches, but no cars.
Yeah.
But I can tick that off. That's done. Yeah, I had a fun night. It was, yeah, mate's farewell. I didn't, yeah, it's not as bad as Marty's weekend. I just drank too much, as usual.
Yeah, so we had good weekends, I guess.
Poor Fiona's here. My girlfriend is here and
she's marking children's.
I didn't tell her that part of the night yet.
She's marking children's assignments. Jackson's also here threatening us with a slingshot.
Yeah, which is illegal in Queensland.
So, don't tell anyone. Fucking cunts.
Oh, man, you're hate-filled tonight.
Yeah, the Hilton has me full of piss.
Yeah, fuck. Man, if you pay that sort of price per night, you should get better service.
I could have gotten a return flight to New Zealand. Today's date is the 18th of the 6th, 2019. And this year, in 1977, Sex Pistols, Johnny Rotten and Paul Cook beaten and robbed by a London pub. So the pub itself beat them and robbed them. First time in history that a London pub
I reckon, in general.
I think there was a couple of pubs in America who actually beat and robbed a few people, but they were demolished quite quickly. But this was the first London pub who beat and robbed anyone, and it just so happened to be Johnny Rotten and Paul Cook.
Also, in 2001, film premiere. Okay. I just read something. Okay, fuck. We shouldn't be promoting this shit because this is up there with Marvel. If you watch fucking Marvel superhero movies, Avengers, all that shit, this is just as bad. And like Paul Walker didn't deserve to die, but if you're in a movie like this...
Fuck off. If you're going to be in shit movies and then pretend to be your character in real life and drive fast, you're going to fucking die. You're not your character in real life. You're not Fast and Furious in real life. No one is. Anyone who drives like the people doing Fast and Furious are going to die. Case in point, Paul fucking Walker. Poor Walker. Oh, I can't believe he died when he was speeding at 200 k's an hour down a small little back street in fucking Los Angeles. Of course he's gonna die.
But yeah, in 2001, the shittest movie ever fucking premiered that fucked up a lot of our generation. Everyone buys Skylines, fucking Supras, fucking Silvias, all these shit fucking Toyota shit Japanese cars. Put their whole life earnings into it. Fuck you.
Oi, nah. Tokyo Drift was good, but... Oi, Tokyo Drift was good, but... Fuck off!
Yeah,
They're all shit! All franchise sucked! Famous birthdays. Paul McCartney of the Beatles turned 76. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang-Gaga. Famous soccer player turns 29. And Cameron Smith, the rugby player, turns 35. So, they're all listeners. All listeners, so...
Happy birthday, boys.
Fucking cunts. Paul McCartney's a listener. He was DMing us the other night and he was saying, boys, do you mind mentioning my birthday? So there you go. We've put it in there, Paul. Please stop DMing us, especially photos of yourself when you're shaving your beard. It's weird, man. Fuck off.
Fucking
stop DMing
beard's
us.
Weird.
All right. Which brings us to our next segment, of course, which has been renamed. Oh, well, it's actually this... the name actually makes sense this time. It's actually, in brackets, it's called Fan Questions, Segment 2. So, wow. All right. Matthew Brown from Wholesome. He's, maybe he's turned a literal leaf and he's decided to start giving literal names to segments. I don't know. I can't see the rest of the segment names yet, but this next segment is called Fan Questions and it's actually fans asking questions. Matthew Brown from Wholesome, and of course he is in charge of many, many people there. So, yeah, if you need concrete, call Wholesome. Wholcim, Matthew Brown, Wholesome Concrete, in charge of a lot of people. So, Mr. Brown, Matthew Brown, Wholesome Concrete. Wholcim. It's not Wholesome. It's Wholesome. It's like a Swedish spelling or something, I think he said. So Wholcim. And their logo looks like a plug that you stick into the wall. Looks like an extension cord plug. Two little bits hanging out. That's the logo, Matthew Brown.
I've got a few questions now.
All right. Sorry. We recently gave someone who bought some merchandise from our website the wrong shout out. So everyone go and follow the underscore shenanigan underscore squad.
He's got like a green picture as his profile.
Yeah, there's lots of these accounts with that name. So look for the green logo. All right, the first question is from underscore JACOBCH underscore. And he has asked, do you look up to Harry Potter as a role model?
I would more than Paul Walker.
Yeah, well, you know, Harry Potter, he's got that never give up attitude. Paul Walker just underact and then goes and crashes into a fucking pole. So, yeah, Harry Potter's far more of a role model than fucking Paul Walker.
So, yes. Harry Potter is, yeah, he's not a bad dude.
And at least Harry Potter can fix himself if he slams into a fucking pole.
Yeah, the beauty of magic, right? All right, next question is from Anthony underscore C-U-R-R-A-N 4. Curran 4. And he has asked, favorite video / challenge you have done?
I think our favorite video is a sketch called Stranger Danger that no one's ever seen before.
Okay, my favorite video we ever did was the bee video.
It was the most fun to film.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got high on the poison of the bees.
Yeah, I think so. Because I was like tripping or just enjoying that moment. Bees aren't that painful. Wasps, I reckon, would be bad.
I feel like it hurt a lot more. Bee stings hurt a lot more when we were kids. But yeah, they're not that bad now. But yeah, you should have died.
But yeah, that was probably my favorite video we did. Just because it was, yeah, I guess I got high off the venom. But guys, we have a website that has been launched. Obviously, it's MartyMichael.com. You can buy merch and all these cool products. We're about to start a subscription-based platform where we release unreleased / videos that get taken down by all these platforms that won't let us release what we want to release.
All that best shit. All the R-rated, all the past R-rated shit that we never allowed to put on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok because it just gets deleted straight away.
Plus, now we've realized that we can just use all our like old sketches that we haven't uploaded because no one wants to see us do sketches. But I'm sure our fans would. Next question is from Lockie underscore Hardy underscore. And he has asked, does Marty's girlfriend know about him cheating on her with the cow?
She has mentioned it. She has brought up the cows because she does listen to the podcast and I flat out deny it. Like there's...
Wouldn't she... Were you fucking telling it on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah. But I just tell her that like that's just a joke. I just tell her it's just a joke and I'm not really attracted to cows. But even driving to the coast, we drove past a field of cows and I felt my head being turned and it was hard to break eye contact with this big brown heifer. Big brown heifer. She's gone through a big hay bale and it was like half bent over and it was just glistening. Like it was just like its coat was so healthy, so fucking healthy. And it was just the perfect weight. It was plump. It had a lot of meat on it. It's a very strong, thick neck. And, you know, I saw it grazing and its tongue was falling out of its mouth. And I'll tell you what, that tongue, like it is... Yeah, it's a lot to handle. It's a lot to handle. So, we're working on it. So, me and Monique, we're working on that. But, you know, if Monique listens to this, of course, it's just a joke. It's just a fucking joke. Those.
Next question, I guess, eh?
Yeah, bit rattled on that.
All right, this one's from Matt Chuti. So, Matt, then C-H-E-W-T-E-E, and he has asked, would you rather fuck your old man once or watch him root your mum every day for 5 years?
Well, if I was watching him root my mum for 5 years every day, then that would mean that they're still together, I think. So, I'd like that. But they're not. So, I'd rather fuck my dad. Then put my mum through that misery.
Oh, dude, that was so much hatred in your eyes.
I will take one for the team, mum, and I will fuck dad.
Oh, for 5 years, yeah. Like, is it video? If it's video, yeah, I'd probably watch it. I don't want to fuck.
What if it's live? What if they FaceTimed you every time and your dad was like, oh, hey, Michael, I'm just about to fuck your mum.
There'd be conditions. If I could just watch it and they didn't watch me watching them, then I'd probably do that.
No, but they're just fucking, they're not going to look at you, look at the screen while you're watching them bang, but they've just set up an iPhone and they're FaceTiming you and it's just set up so that you can completely see the entire bed and your dad's just drilling the fuck out of your mum. And it shocks you how much variety they have in their sex life. And you know, your mum dresses up, lots of different positions. Sometimes your dad's really dominant. Sometimes it's just passionate lovemaking and it shocks you. And you know, it's never the same. And so, you know what? You're learning. They're teaching you. And so what?
Yeah, I'd probably watch it then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd watch, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't go down Marty's path and fuck dad. All right, next question is from Riley Boyle. _Boyle27. And he has asked, how you guys do mad stuff?
Is that his question?
Yeah,
great question. Very, very, very good question. So, you know, I've asked myself that question a lot of the time as well. Like, how are we so much better than everyone else? Like, how do we manage to do the best shit in the world? And how does that... How does no one else ever come close to what we do? And I think, me personally, the reason that we are so much madder than everyone else is because we're just born that way. We're just born better. We're just sometimes, as unfortunate as it is, some people are just born better people than others. Some people have better bodies, they're better looking, they're born into rich families, and it's just a luck thing, and in this case it's just a luck thing. We are just born the best fucking cunts in the fucking world, and there's nothing else to explain it. We are just the fucking best in the world. We're the maddest dogs on the streets. We're the hippest lads on the beat, brother. So don't ever look twice behind your back, otherwise knife in your fucking spine, cunt. If you feel it, dog. If you feel that down, dog.
Holy shit. Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, that's that answer to that question, hey. Wow. All right, and I think that's all the questions.
Good. That's a good one to finish on, eh?
Oh,
let's
God.
See what the next segment is called, eh?
Oh, has it been renamed?
No, I haven't checked yet. I didn't scroll that far down. Yes, it has been renamed. All right, the next segment. It's a segment we do every week, but it has been renamed. And the last segment was quite literal, but this one is not. This one is just a bunch of not even letters. There's Chinese characters. There's some Russian-looking characters. There's I don't know these languages, but I'll do my best to pronounce it as well as I can. But Matthew Brown from Wholesome. he's written this, so you know, and I know I'm assuming he's on meth when he's writing this, so I will do my best to pronounce it. It's not the longest, but it's quite complicated, so it's a
that was good.
All right, there you go, man. Good,
not bad.
Good segment name, and basically
love that one, dude.
Yeah. And that headline, of course, means story time. So we just tell an old story that.
Oh no! Do we have one for you today?
We were going to save this story for a later date.
When we had millions and millions of listeners.
This story is like a lot of you will probably unsubscribe. A lot of you will probably stop wanting to watch our content. This is one of our.
Well, not our proudest moments.
It's one of our more severe stories. And we were just, to be honest, we were just too lazy. We were just like, oh, fuck, what's a story we can do this week? And then we're like, oh, fuck it, let's just go with the kidnapping story. And then we're like, oh, yeah, right, let's bring it out. Fuck it.
Exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready.
Vamanos.
To explore like never before.
Swiper, no swiping.
Oh, man.
Swing into action.
We need your help.
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Yeah!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount+.
Fuck, how do we begin this one, dude?
So we used to... We used to have a... We'd just gotten a TV show. We were little YouTubers. We'd just gotten a TV show and we were celebrating. And the way we used to celebrate was drink a lot of alcohol and then take a lot of Valium. And the time is 4 a.m. We're fucked out of our skulls. And a little thing I used to do was at the end of the night, I would prank call prostitutes. I'd just prank call them and just for a laugh. I wouldn't tee anything up. I just call them and just say really fucked up shit just to give the boys a bit of a laugh. Anyway, I started calling some prostitutes and then one didn't answer or whatever and then texted me back and said, do you want to make some money tonight? And I was like, fucked on Valium and so drunk. It's like 4 a.m. And I was like, yeah, I do. And we're very poor at this stage. We're making like fuck all money. We're a lot of debt. We're not getting anywhere with still making am. Content. And Jesus Christ, we were so poor. So, and this person, and I assumed it was a girl, was like, oh, do you want to make $400 tonight? All you have to do is tie me up, put me in the boot of your car, take me to the woods and just be rough with me and I'll give you $400. So I was like, Michael, that's a pretty good deal. That's an easy $400. So I
like your decision making when you're on alcohol and Valium, as you can see from our Bali stories, goes out the window.
That specific combination, Valium, benzos, and alcohol, it really inhibits your risk assessment, I think. As we were leaving, the person, which I thought was a girl, said, oh, by the way, I'm a guy. And in my head, I was like, oh, you know what? That's
make it easier.
Yeah. It's easy $400. Very easy $400. So we drive to the service station. We get supplies. We get rope. We get duct tape. We get all sorts of weird shit. And we're driving to the other side of Brisbane now, and it's getting quite early. So it's like 5 a.m. now, and we haven't had a drink or a Valium for a while.
The sun's starting to come up. We're sobering up.
Sun's starting to come up.
We're not drink driving, but we are.
No, we're well over. We should not have been driving.
Well, you shouldn't have. Yeah. I was just in the passenger seat.
So we're driving and we sort of half start to come to our senses as we're getting there. Anyway, we get to the destination. We're still quite fucked. And then we find the guy, right? We duct tape his hands. We throw him in the boot. It's 5 a.m. There's no one around. And we've picked him up from quite a secluded place. But now it's like 5:30, you know, the morning traffic has begun. People are on their way to work. People are walking their dogs. People are going for a run. And we're trying to find a secluded place now. So we start driving back north, back up to where we live. And it took, to be like, we stopped at park after park after park.
There's just fucking people with dogs.
People everywhere. We just couldn't find a nice place. So we continue to drive north. And it's been an hour now since we picked this dude up, and we can hear him in the back. He's starting to stress a bit. It's getting quite hot in the car. And Michael starts freaking out a little bit. He's like, dude, let's just let him out. Let's just let the guy out.
I just wanted to go home at this point.
Yeah, Michael was just saying, like, you know, but then I said to him, Michael, there's cars everywhere now. We're stuck in morning traffic. It's 6:30. It's like 7 a.m. now. We're stuck in thick morning traffic, people everywhere. And I said, imagine if we open the boot and let some dude out blindfolded and fucking duct tape hands. We're going to get the cops called and I'm not fit to drive. So we continue onwards. We've come too far and we drive. It's maybe 8 a.m. until we finally find a secluded place. And
like we've gone to the bush.
Yeah.
Deep into like fucking bush now. Like there's no way that anyone's going to drive past us.
Yeah, so Michael gets out, keeps watch. I open the boot. The thing gets out. I crack him across the head. And then I pick him up by his singlet and drag him into the bushes. His hands are duct taped. And and we begin to attack him. Well, I started...
I was on watch. I wasn't hitting him at this point.
I started attacking him and then I noticed Michael not really joining in. So I call him over and I said, Michael, get in on this. Because it's actually quite fun. It was actually quite a bit of a laugh. So... So we're both stomping this guy. I'm not really holding back. I'm stomping his rib cage.
Wait, he didn't? He's like, no, not the head, not the head.
Yeah. Yeah, after I slapped him in the head, he requested not to be hit in the head anymore. And then he's in the forest. We're just beating the shit out of him. And like, it's hard. And you can tell he's in pain, but he's... seems to be enjoying it, which like infuriated us more and made us go even harder. But it was like a vicious cycle.
It made him, yeah. Like well, I guess if we want to go completely, we pissed on him.
Yep. We there was a stage where we urinated on his face and it was disgusting. Anyway, yeah. We walked back to the boot of the car, disgusted, like just shaking. And we just wanted to fucking just get the money and leave.
So it was $400, and that's a lot of money to us back then.
Yeah, and then he's walking to the boot of the car. I was like, all right, dude, where's your fucking money? He's like, oh, it's in the boot, man. It's in the boot. And then he's walking to the boot, and then he looks at me and goes, see ya. And he's taking his fucking duct tape off his hands, and he just starts running. And then I was just overcome with intense rage because
I've never seen Marty get like this mad, hey.
We've just risked jail time.
Yeah, kidnapping. Yeah.
So I run to the boot of the car, pull out a tennis racket, and I just start chasing him. And he's like at least 100 meters ahead of me. And then I just start sprinting as hard as I can and screaming at him, telling him I was going to kill him.
Yeah.
And he's looking over his shoulder. He's not worried at the start because he's like so far ahead. But then I was just sprinting and catching up. And then he starts panicking as I get closer. And the closer I get, you know, I'm holding my racket up, telling him that I'm going to kill him over and over again. And I had just so much rage in my voice. And then that we came up to like an incline. We're like in the fucking woods. This is like in a forest.
Deep. There's no way. If you had killed him, there's no way.
We would have been caught.
Best place to have killed him. There's no other better place you could get like than that place.
So there's a bit of a hill and he's turning around. He doesn't see that there's a bit of an incline and he trips and slams into the side of this hill. And then I fucking catch up to him and I'm just standing over him screaming at him. And I grab him, take him back to the car. And I was like, what have you got? Give me a phone. Give me a wallet. Just give me something. Give me something. And he had nothing. Absolutely nothing on him. He had nothing of value on him. So, like, I yelled at him.
He started, like, going. I remember he was just like, oh, man, there's so many things wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. And it, like, still broke down. And he was like, fuck, man. Why'd you tell us?
Shaking.
You were going to give us money.
Tears running down his face. He was shaking, crying, begging for his life. And then he had nothing of value. So, we swore at him a bit. And then we got in the car and he was still on his knees, just crying his eyes out, really pathetic. And then I just remember throwing a few rocks at him.
Oh, that didn't happen. We didn't throw the rocks. That's a good. I wish I could have fucking committed to that. It would have been funny.
And then we drove off in complete silence until we got back to our business associate's house. And no one believed the story, but luckily I took a few photos on my phone. Unfortunately, I've lost the photos since because, you know, it was like fucking 7 phones ago. But
like we told friends about this story and they were like, man, what's wrong? Like, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Are you guys
all
right?
No one believed us. No one believed us. And also, we had a lot of friends be like, oh, dude, so you're gay? And it was like, no, man, I just want to make $400. And like, what easy way to make $400 than just fucking hitting someone? So easy.
And it's not like we were hitting him. We were just stomping / kicking / pissing.
It's a tough, tough morning. Got home and and just slapped it off. And yeah, it was a good story for a few months.
It's one of those stories, though, that sort of like...
we shouldn't have done it, but like, we're better for doing it.
Like, how do you... you can't be cool, really, in a way, after that. Or you've just got to own it, I guess. We bashed a dude.
No, we kidnapped him. We kidnapped him while we were fucked off our skulls and then assaulted him. And anyway, a lot of laws were broken that morning. A lot of laws were broken that morning.
And so that's going to be the title of this podcast.
Jeez. We kidnapped a man and assaulted him.
That's the title of this podcast.
Anyway, that's that. That's one of our most fucked up stories.
All in all, kids, I guess like, I don't know. Like if you're in tough times and you need money, just make sure you get the money up front. If you're gonna do something dumb like that, always get the money up front before you commit the act on the person.
Anyway, End of that story. That was a fuck story. Don't tell anyone about that.
Don't go telling our mum and dad.
If you've heard that story just now, don't tell anyone. Don't say, oh, hey, you should listen to this podcast. Just keep it to yourself, please. Anyway, on to the next segment. The next segment is called... And this segment is basically where we just read news headlines of the week and comment on them. Next story is from The Independent. They have said, sausage vending machines booming in Germany. Yeah, I can see that working in Germany. As long as they're packaged well and it's like winter.
Man, okay, this is a little story that will spark from this fucking news headline. When I went over to Germany on my Europe trip with Marty and we stayed at his grandma's house for a week across Christmas, that woman, bless her soul, alma mater, constantly made us eat processed meats and forced shit into our mouths and wouldn't take no for an answer.
It's a lot better quality than it is over here, though. It's a lot better for you. The meat stands over there are a lot better than they are in Australia.
But isn't it just processed shit?
No, it's preserved meat because that's what Germans do and they're fucking good at it, brother.
Anyway, yeah, I couldn't do it. I liked the beer, though, for some reason.
Michael couldn't eat anything, though. My grandmother would leave an apple on his plate because he refused to eat anything. I don't think you're fit to comment on that.
Yeah, I'm very fussy.
Fussiest cunt in the world.
Yeah.
Next story is from the HuffPost, and they've said, American Airlines remove passengers who won't stop doing pull-ups. The plane flight made an unscheduled landing so the person could be removed. So there's some psycho who just won't stop doing pull-ups.
Oh, man, it's like, shut up. You're doing pull-ups. Let them do what they want.
But where is he doing pull-ups, though? What if he's doing it on the controls of the plane?
Yeah, true.
He could be a midget doing pull-ups on the steering wheel of the plane.
Yeah, actually... Yeah, you're right. I should.
The guy blew a gasket when employees asked him not to do pull-ups on the overhead storage bins. Yeah, that's fucking... Don't do
pull-ups. But like, it's not like he's got a knife or he's threatening anyone. Just continue your flight. Don't fuck everyone else over because he's decided to be a loser and do pull-ups because he can't not handle the gym for 12 hours.
I think a person becomes unpredictable, though, when you ask them to stop doing pull-ups on a fucking plane and they refuse to stop doing pull-ups on a plane. So, yeah, I can see why they'd be like, oh, this guy's a bit fucking crazy. We've asked him to stop doing pull-ups on a plane, which is not something he should need to ask someone to do, and he refuses and continues to do pull-ups. Like, what the fuck? Just fucking sit down and wait till you're back at the airport and then do some pull-ups. Have a sleep. Have a drink. Have some food.
Have some wine.
Lie down.
Have some wine.
This brings us to our final segment, which, of course, has been renamed. So, Matthew Brown from Wholesome has just advised me that I need to lean back when pronouncing this segment title. So he's renamed it, and now he wants me to not only say it as best I can, but he wants me to lean back, and he showed me the face he wants me to pull as I say it. It's an array of numbers, letters, there's some pictures. I'm just going to put it all together and see what I can do.
Okay.
So this is basically just a prank call where we just prank call the same restaurant that we prank call every fucking week. And this week, I'm going to pretend to be giving birth whilst ordering a pizza. This is the giving birth while ordering pizza prank call. Cunt!
Yeah, wow, this one's going to be intense. So you know what character you're doing?
Just a woman giving birth.
And you're good at that?
I think so, yeah. I'm very good at everything.
You've gone through more pain than birth. Do you want me to do some doctor shit?
Yeah, you be.
You need a push. You need a push. Come on, woman, push.
The contractions are getting closer together. Scalpel, yeah. Scalpel.
I see the head. Oh, I see the head. This is just a fish and chip shop. some bitch at this shop we hate dearly. She's a meth addict.
We used to work. No, we used to live near this fish and chip place. We don't know that she's a meth addict, but she looks like one, and she was always very grumpy. Domino's and McDonald's won't answer, so now we're going to call these guys and do the pretending to give birth while ordering food prank call.
She is going to hate this, and I don't even feel bad. I she was so rude to
us. Here we go. Hey, can I just get a pickup order, please?
Yeah, what can I get?
Can I just get two fish and chips, please? What type of fish do you have? Oh my god! Can I just get two cods, please? Two of the cods, please.
Need a push. Need
a push. Can I get chicken salt with a chip, please? Oh my god. Do you guys have chicken? Chicken nuggets, please. Do you guys have chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Oh my god, and calamari. Please tell me you have calamari.
Yeah.
I see a head.
The head is coming out. I can't believe it. One serving of calamari and one serving of chicken nuggets, please. Oh my god, it's beautiful.
There's too much blood.
Give me more morphine, you cunt.
We're losing her.
Can I please get chicken salt on that calamari as well, please? Do you guys have any garden salads?
No, sorry.
Okay, what about burgers? Tell me the array of burgers you guys have.
Oh my god, I can see his shoulders.
Hi, sorry, what's going on?
Do you guys have any burgers, please?
There's contraction, more contractions happening.
I can see its skull.
Oh,
all right, that was pretty good.
It was short and sweet, right?
I think
the fucking intro went for so long today.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a bad prank call. It wasn't the best, but you know what? Fuck you. If a pregnant woman calls and wants food,
we won't put the name in.
No.
So, yeah, stop doing meth and working. And don't fucking work at a fish and chip shop and hate it. If you own a fish and chip shop, enjoy it.
How rude.
We're the best.
We're the fucking best.